Scrapple.
Yeah.
Well, a hog head cheese is something like that.
Uh-huh.
But Scrapple, you put it in your pan and you cook it, and then you cut it by squares. But a hog head cheese is, you don't put any cornmeal.
Uh-huh.
You just put the meat, and then you put it in a round pan or a square pan, and you let it get cold, and then you cut it and eat it with bread or biscuit or whatever.
I see. Now, if you kept your butter too long and didn't taste good, you'd say it got
wet. Rancid. Rancid.
Okay. And thick, sour milk that you keep on hand.
It's, you call that clabber.
Clabber. And did you ever make anything from that, sort of a...
You make cream cheese with that. Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese, mm-hmm. Okay.
You can ask me anything about cooking.
Yeah. You know it all. Now,
No, I don't know it all, but for 50 years I've been cooking. That's 50 years we married, and I've been cooking for 50 years.
Now, what's the first thing you do after you get the milk from the cow? You have to do what?
You strain it. You strain it in a pan.
Okay.
In a bowl.
Did you ever maybe bake anything, a kind of a fruit in a deep dish, and it had a crust on top but none on the bottom? What'd you call that?
I know what it is. I just can't remember the name.
Had some fruit, you know.
I know. It's not a pie, because a pie has a crust at the bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Cobbler?
Cobbler.
Okay.
Blackberry cobbler or apple cobbler, peach cobbler?
Yeah. Those are good, huh?
Yeah, they're good.
Now, if somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
Food.
Okay. Anybody ever say vittles? Anybody ever say that?
Well, no.
Okay. Now, a sweet liquid you might pour over the pudding, you call that? Over a pudding?
Juice.
Juice or a
sauce.
Sauce, okay. Now, if somebody was always raiding the icebox between meals, you'd say he was always having a...
I think he's greedy.
Yeah, he was always...
Eating between meals.
Yeah, what would you call that? Food eaten between meals?
Snacks.
Snacks, okay. You might say, now speaking of what time you have your meals during the day, you'd say, at 7 o'clock,
I eat my supper.
Okay. And
at 11, we eat dinner.
Yeah, you say, last week, every morning I got up and...
I ate my breakfast.
Ate breakfast, mm-hmm. Okay. How do you make coffee? Can you tell me how?
I don't drink coffee.
You don't?
I know how to make it. Well, you pour your water, you pour your coffee, you draw coffee grounds in your pot. And you boil your water. That's French drip I'm talking about.
French drip?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what's French drip coffee?
No. What's that?
Well, that's the way we make it here. You boil your water in your pot, and then you put your coffee grounds in the bottom, in the top of the pot, and you pour your water, and then it drips.
Oh, I see.
And that's the kind of coffee you drank yesterday, French drip.
Yeah. It was good, too.
So. Now, let me tell you something about you. How much you paid for that coffee? For £2?